The Federal Subsistence Management Board finished 2 days of meetings yesterday in Anchorage. One of the big issues that was unanimously approved by board members was a decade-long request by the Nanilchik Traditional Council to allow for a customary and traditional use determination for fish other than salmon. New Subsistence Board Chairman Tim Tworek says the board has looked at that request in the past, but it didn't move on it for 10 years.
We redid it and we had unanimous six board members voting in favor of it, and it's changed the subsistence management system in Nanilchik now.
Subsistence Management Assistant Regional Director Pete Probasco says that means the Kenai Peninsula Tribe will soon have different rules for subsistence fishing than in the past when they were restricted to one fish species.
They could go out under the federal seasons, methods, and means and harvest salmon only. If they incidentally harvested a steelhead or a burbot or something like that, they would have to have released it. Now, the federal program, recognizing that, allows those people to retain those fish.
Probasco says if there are no customary and traditional use determinations in an area, then all rural residents qualify.
Once the board goes down that path to limit the number of users, then only those communities identified under customary and traditional use determination can fish or hunt under those federal regulations for that area.
The CNT designation would apply to areas on the Kenai River. No one could be reached for comment by phone at the Nanilchik Traditional Council, as the office was closed for Veterans Day.